Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So in our study, as we began this lesson, we identified that there were some challenges that people had in understanding what death was all about, in understanding what truly was immortal, who, maybe to be more precise, is the one who is immortal, and what that looks like, and when perhaps man will then gain immortality. Now today, we are following through in that lesson, still continuing in understanding the mystery and solving the mystery of death in our Voice of Prophecy conversation. And we are now saying today, okay, fine, now that we've gotten that out of the way, do we really understand the state of those that are sleeping? What's happening when they are sleeping? Can we have answers from God's word? And so that's our focus this morning as we study with our evangelist brother, Ronald Mpo, who joins us now on the line. Sir, good morning to you and welcome once again.
Good morning to you and welcome to all the listeners once again. And thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. Trusting that you had a good day yesterday and a good evening.
Well, by God's grace, we had a lovely day.
Amen.
And I hope that everyone else had a beautiful day as well yesterday.
No, from our side, we are okay. No reports that are negative, so we praise God for that. Thank you once again for joining us this morning as we are continuing with our study on understanding this mystery of death, says the lesson. And we are looking forward to then hear what God has in store for us this morning. We are trying to understand now today, coming through from a perspective of the state of the dead. Yesterday, we understood the concept of death itself, of immortality and what that is all about. Today, we're asking a pertinent question. Okay, those then that are caught in death's jaws, are they conscious or are they not?
Yes. Thank you so much for that question. As we are continuing on from yesterday, when you ask that question to say, are the dead really conscious or aware of what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
There are several scriptures in the Bible that detail the issue more.
Okay.
But we'll just highlight and make some main points from what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Point number one is that in the book of Psalms 146, it makes mention to the fact that in the very day that we cease to exist, also our thoughts perish.
Mm.
And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5, it then says that the dead know not anything, meaning we don't know anything the day that we die.
Okay.
And then point number three, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 6, then says our feelings perish. In fact, it says all our love, all our hatred, and the envy perishes immediately when you die.
Okay.
So all those things are gone away.
Okay.
Even if I owed you something, I don't know. I can't recall because that time all the thoughts perish.
Mm.
And point number four is that the dead do not praise the Lord. That is found in Psalms 115, verse 17.
Okay.
And then the last point that I want to touch on is that they return not to their homes, according to Job chapter 7, verse 9 and verse 10. In fact, let me read verse 10. It says, Job chapter 7, verse 10, it says, he shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him anymore.
Mm.
So once you die, that's basically the end of your existence on the earth. And when we bury you, all those things happen. There's nothing that you can recall. There's nothing that you'll remember until a certain time. As the study continues, we'll learn when that certain time is.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So because I'm trying to understand why then people have got this thought the ones who are dead are now in a higher plane and they can now guide us in issues of life. You know what? They can help us see better. In fact, we need to consult them. Hey, grandfather, I'm poor now that you are dead. Please, can you watch Ronald as he goes to school to travel abroad? Watch over him. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, so what? They didn't even go abroad, but now suddenly they can help this one who is alive to go to a place they've never been. I don't know. What do you think is the driver for that kind of a thinking amongst most people?
I believe that most of the time, ideologies and perceptions, like we just heard from the pastor, they are shaped by our worldview and what we are taught as we were brought up.
Okay.
And those are some of the things that we are taught. And contrary to what the scripture teaches, mm-hmm. we find that there's what the Bible says to us, and that there's a main text that I want to keep repeating in today's lesson, which mm-hmm. is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. It says, "For the living yes. know that they shall die,
yeah.
but the dead yeah. know not anything." Even if it may be our grandfathers, even if it may be our late parents, or the young ones who pass away, the dead know not anything. Mm, mm,
mm. And I think this has always been a pursuit of humanity to continue to perpetuate life. I mean, ever since we heard that we're going to die, one of the things that people speak about, especially from the inspired writings about the story of death as it was introduced or came into the fore, was that people wept and were always wanting to extend life. I mean, when you talk about issues of immortality, issues of elixirs and eternal youth, that's something people pursue. That's why when we talk about life after death, they always want to know that there's life. When we die, there's something else beyond the grave. The death, the grave is not the end. Does the scripture address this idea of life after death, this idea of living forever, this idea of eternal youth? And what does it then claim to be the gateway? What is the access? If there is an eternal life, what would be then the access if it's not just death and next thing you're living forever?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that question. Indeed, what you're saying is very true. And the Bible does have an answer to that.
Okay.
The Bible gives us a view that there is something beyond just this life that we're living. I mean, life can be so crazy. Life can be so taxing that we may tend to think that this is the end all and be it all. Mm. But nonetheless, there is something beyond what we are experiencing here today that will come in the future. If you read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17,
okay.
It says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a voice and with a shout of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
Mm.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds,
okay.
and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Mm. So that is what the Bible teaches us. It teaches us that there is coming a time when Jesus will return to this earth. And when he returns, our loved ones who have been laid to rest, they will be resurrected. And as they are resurrected, mm-hmm. we which will be alive at that time, hopefully will still be alive. If we will be alive, we also will be caught up together with him in the clouds. Mm. But notice very carefully, it is only those who believed in Christ, the dead in Christ.
Mm.
Meaning to say, a belief in Christ needs to substantiate your future.
Okay.
If you want to secure your future, you need to make sure that you become friends with Christ.
Mm.
You need to make sure that you know him personally, and then you will experience the joy of that opening of a gateway to eternal life. And when you read also in the book of Acts chapter 2, it also talks about David. I mean, David is one of the patriots whom we believed, probably this David, if he passed away, he would go straight into heaven because of his goodness
it
and his mercy.
God's friend.
But, yeah, exactly. Mm. But the Bible then says that David's grave is still here today. Mm. It's still present. Meaning to say, he's still waiting. And with so many other righteous dead, they are still waiting for a day when Christ will come and resurrect all of us.
Okay.
And resurrect all who are dead, beg your pardon.
Mm. 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 Yeah, quite a profound one. This is then the gateway to eternal life. And if you want to make it, make sure you make it on the side of Christ. Is there communication today between the dead and the living? I know that most people find comfort with even when life is tough. You were talking about how sometimes the world can become so discouraging and one can be despondent because of things happening. And they find solace in maybe visiting a loved one's grave, a grandfather, a grandparent, a loved one who passed away, and say, "Hey, you know what, this is what I'm going through," and just speak to them. Can is there communication between the dead and the living? I'm sure Luke 16 is one of those passages people say, "Hey, look, here's something happening here."
That's a very good question. And it's something that touches the chords of affection, indeed,
yeah.
that sometimes we get to the point where we miss our family members, we miss our parents who have passed away. Like, for example, my father passed away, and sometimes there were things which I wanted to ask him before he had he passed away. But yeah. nonetheless, the Bible does keep reminding us, that text that I said we'll keep going back to, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. For the living, we who are alive, the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. And Job chapter 14, verse 21, then also cements the issue, because we go there seeking for solace. We go there seeking for advice. Job then says, Job 14, verse 21 says, his sons come to honor and he does not know it. They are brought low and he does not perceive it. Even as you are sharing your thoughts and asking your passed away friend or your passed away parent or ancestor, they don't know what you are saying because they can't hear anything. They can't even honor what you are doing. They are not there present in your life. And this is something that we need to come to terms with and truly believe and truly grasp. And then the last text that I'll refer us to is also Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 6. It says, nevermore will they have any share in anything that is done under the sun. We love them. We really miss them. Yeah. But nonetheless, this is the reality of death, that it is a separation that is complete and entire. And only until a certain time will we be able to re-see them, or we will be able to meet them once again. And in fact, an attempt to even communicate with those who have passed away is now moving into a realm that is very dangerous, if I may say, because the Bible then warns us in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 to 12, that once we move into that territory of seeking to communicate with the dead, we move into a territory where God's blessing will not reside upon us. And God basically calls it an abomination. And it is best we follow the principles that God has outlaid, and we wait for that day when we will see our loved ones once again.
Because I was about to ask that, actually, to say, but people believe in things such as, what they call it, I think it's necromancy, where they call up the dead and so forth, and people want to argue the story of Saul and the witch of Endor, but you're saying, God says these things are things I hate and I abomination. Yo, that's a word we don't even use anymore. And you know, when it's being called out from the files, from the archives, it means this is serious. No, thank you so much for that. You know, when you speak about this, I mean, death, especially the state of the dead, is a topic that is very close to many people's hearts. And they find hope, they find solace in an understanding that the dead that have died are not rotting away in a grave somewhere. They're actually much better off. They're in heaven, close to God. You know, they're watching over us. They're in a better place, or at least that we can speak to them and they can give us comfort of how they are okay and guide us in our lives, and we still have a connection with them. Now you dashed all those hopes and you've taken everything away and you said, according to the Bible, it says there's nothing. They're dead. They're done for. There's no communication. They don't even know what we are doing and what we're going through. When you take such hope from people, what do you leave them? Is there hope that you can give them in that place?
I understand completely what you're saying. This is one of the topics which, to be honest with you, you may sound very harsh and very not understanding when you present it to people.
Yeah.
It's like you are just presenting a hopeless situation. But nonetheless, even with all these things that are said, that cuts across the worldview that we currently have. The Bible then comes across to us with something that is more solid, something that is more rigid, something that if we can grasp and understand it quite well, we will see the hope that is in within the scriptures. The Bible then says to us, I want to begin with this text in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. It says, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We look for that blessed hope. Why do we look for it? Paul expounds on the thought in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 16 all the way through to 19. I encourage you to go and read the text. Paul says, the dead, if they do not rise, then Christ's resurrection did not happen. He says, if Christ did not rise, then our faith is in vain. Then our preaching is in vain. What we are currently doing, then it is also in vain. Why is he saying that? Because You see, anchored in the resurrection of Christ is the fact, is the hope that even our loved ones who pass away will follow the similar example.
Okay.
Like we read in earlier or from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, when Christ comes back, his return will also be a point where he resurrects all our loved ones and you'll be able to see them face to face. Not just where we imagine that we are communicating with our loved ones, but where you'll be actually be able to see them face to face and touch and feel them and hug them just like you were once before. Instead of this idea that Satan keeps bringing on to say that you can meet your loved ones today, there is a better hope that Christ will resurrect all our loved ones and we will also be able to see them and physically be with them one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a hope. What a blessed hope indeed. And thank you so much for that. Well, Vangeli, we want to just appreciate you for the lesson this week, a very sensitive topic, like you said. But we appreciate that God's word continues to give us comfort even in these areas. Any final thoughts as we conclude?
As we wrap up the thoughts, thank you so much for the invitation. And thank you, dear friends, for joining us and listening on to the message. I want to close with this thought. In John chapter 14, verse 1, 2 to 3, particularly verse 3, Jesus there says, I will come again.
Yes.
And will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Awesome. Friends, there is coming a day where our loved ones who have passed away, where we who are still alive, will meet with our Savior face to face. He promises that he will resurrect our loved ones. He's coming. He's coming so that we may meet him and be with him in heaven. He's coming so that he may give us immortality. He's coming so that the dead who passed away may be resurrected. He's coming so that you may be able to see him face to face. He's coming so that one day you may be able to see him in all his glory and in all his beauty. And I hope and pray that you and I will meet on that glorious day and remember this lesson that gave us hope to say that there is immortality that is coming in the future. And Christ is soon to come.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for reviving us and for reminding us that Christ is coming again. May God bless you. Until next time, Brother Ronald, keep well. And thank you once again.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Indeed. And that's how we're going to be wrapping up that conversation we've been having this week, looking at this idea of understanding all the mysteries of death and how, according to Scripture, they actually can be solved.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.